sometimes in life you find yourself on the right side of the line.
This looks like what Roger Moore would look like if he had his feet up in imaginary stirrups while he was laying out on a beach towel.
Brent, that just paint dried. I'm surprised they use toilet paper.
Uh-huh. That Dixie cup you're drinking from looks like a shot glass. Did your head get that much bigger? It looks like the Unabomber with a hat on.
Now a member of the Global Ag Network.
Where my tax returns are. Landon, honestly, don't you use your spam filter, your spam folder as an inbox?
No wonder I'm getting audited.
Oh my God, are we being audited? Well, everybody, we want to welcome you to this episode of the Dryland Farmer Podcast. And we promise we've got some quality content. We've got an episode that will actually make the airwaves because Landon thinks that last week's episode was good enough to air, but I aired on the side of caution. See what I did there? But it's going to be, we might have a lost episode surface somewhere in the future, so keep your ears open and your eyes peeled for that. So this is week whatever. It's January, like, so this is Wednesday night. I didn't say anything to you, Siri, so get lost. But it's like January 28th. This thing's going to drop tomorrow, Wednesday morning, and we've got a special episode this week because we're going through our spam filters. Now, I know lots of people probably negate looking through their spam filters and making sure that nothing in there is important and should have gone to your inbox. I, as a matter of fact, just thought of this idea earlier and fortunately went through my spam filter or spam folder and found some stuff that needed to go in the inbox. So I can no longer be mad about the people who didn't reply to my emails. So, doesn't really make any sense because if they didn't reply, aren't I in their spam filter? I mean, spam folder, Landon? Isn't that how it works?
Sounds like it.
Because I don't think any of these emails that I actually pulled out of the spam folder are actually replies to my emails. So maybe I am in their spam folders. I don't know. But we're going to go through that. That's going to be our great and wonderful segment this week. But first, we want to remind everybody where we can find We know where this thing is. Y'all are the ones that need to find it and get us somewhere.
I have a pretty good idea.
I hope so. But y'all are the ones that need to get out there and tell your friends, man. I mean, some of y'all I know are limited on that front of the friend numbers, but, you know, maybe tell your mom or something and tell her that she was nice last night. But nonetheless, you can find it everywhere podcasts are. That's Google Play, SoundCloud, iTunes, and everything. And, of course, Twitter is where a lot of people find it. That's at Trader Brent, and Landon always gets it at.
No Twit Landon 44.
And sometimes the Moving Iron Podcast will retweet this thing too, but I'm not holding my breath, but that's at Moving Iron LLC, the great Casey Seymour, which we are going to record another Wednesday morning episode tomorrow morning, and I don't know what we'll talk about, but we'll talk about something very interesting and very informative as long as I'm on the podcast episode. So great to hear about that, Landon. So Landon, nothing really going on too exciting right now at the co-op?
No, just shipping grain.
Shipping grain. All right. Well, yeah, we just got back from... Why am I yelling? I feel like I'm yelling. I need to slow it down a little bit. I know. We just got back from the heifer edition of the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo. We just got back from there last night. We'll be going back again next week for the steer edition of the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo. So this will be our first, our oldest boy, his first year showing, and we'll be showing hopefully an Angus steer. Hopefully it won't be an Angus, or hopefully not it won't be an Angus steer. But we're doing that, of course. In between all that is the great and wonderful national holiday that is known as the Super Bowl. Landon, predictions.
Ooh, it's going to be a close game. I'm going to say Chiefs win.
Chiefs win.
47-35.
47-30. So now, Landon, do you know the line and the points?
The line is...
Let's see, Landon.
Chiefs minus one and a half. Chiefs minus one and a half, maybe.
What? Are you sure? I thought the 49ers were favored. They're not?
I don't think so. I think the Chiefs are.
Let's see.
Either way, it's close.
It's going to be close. I hope it's a high-scoring game. Depth charts, FPI, coaches. I'm all over NFL daily lines. There we go. Okay. So it's got, let's see, San Francisco at Kansas City. So you're right, 1.5 to Kansas City because I guess they're the home team.
It's at Miami.
It's at Miami, but they're the home team in
right.
the Super Bowl. Yes.
Right.
And they are 1.5, 1.5 favorite. The overs are anywhere from 53.5 to 54.5. And you had it well over that, so you're taking the overs very easily on that. I would have to take the overs as well.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to win? Who's going to cover? Well, I don't know. I really want Kansas City to win with Patrick Mahomes, but San Francisco is awful good.
And Wes Welker is their receivers coach.
Oh, well, you know.
Texas Tech is just all over this thing.
That'll put him over the top is all I got to say. When the receivers coach is from Texas Tech, it's just a kind of a guaranteed no-brainer lock. So, I don't know. I'm going to at least have San Francisco covering the 1.5 is all I can say. Because they're, as much as I hate San Francisco, they are an awful good football team. But I couldn't believe it. How many times did Garoppolo, he threw it like 7 times last week?
I think 7 times.
They ran it, so what did they run it, 60 times? Or did like the receivers throw a lot of passes?
No, they ran it down their throat. I don't know how many times they ran that. One running back had like 225 yards.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Whatever it was.
So, yeah, thanks for getting off the mic there. But nonetheless.
Sorry.
Landon's over there wiping a nose and cleaning off some hands. But she just got a, what was that, a chocolate-covered Oreo?
That was a dark chocolate Finn Reese's cup.
Sweet. That's just where to live at. So, Super Bowl, we've got the overs, Landon's got the Chiefs, and I've got the 49ers in the points. So, we both got overs, so that's exciting. Landon, you got a big Super Bowl party you're going headed to?
I don't know. I think my wife's going to cook some wings.
Wings, nice. That's nice. Well, cool. No, we don't have any plans either. Used to, I thought you were a loser if you didn't go to Super Bowl parties, and now I think you're a loser if you do. No, I don't really think that, but you're a loser if you don't invite me to your Super Bowl party. But, no, it's a good time. I always enjoy watching the Super Bowl. And who do you think is going to have the most commercials? Is it going to be the beer people? Who was it last year? Was it the
Taco Bell's been kind of getting after it the last few years.
Taco Bell's kind of been leading the way. You know, back in the day, when the commercials really got popular, it was what, Budweiser and...
Budweiser had those horses playing football.
Yeah, horses playing football.
They had the Bud Bowl, remember that?
Oh, yeah, I love the Bud Bowl. People even bet money on that. You know they did, even though it was...
I wonder if we could YouTube those, the old Bud Bowl.
We might have to. We'd have to look at it. But I can't remember if insurance was real big. You know, Geico... They're starting to play their old commercials that were popular. The "Hey, you wood chucking my wood," you know,
yeah.
that's pretty good classic, pretty big classic episode. So, I don't know. Insurance probably, the alcohol people. Too bad they won't let Marlboro or Camel do any commercials. Man, those would be really good commercials. I'm surprised. I'm wondering if there are going to be some CBD commercials this year.
What's that?
CBD oil, cannabis.
Oh, could be.
Thanks for the opinion there, Landon. That's really insightful information.
Dynamite drop in, Wally.
Yeah. Well, that's a brave prediction, Cotton. Let's see if it works out for him. So, so the Super Bowl's coming up this week. Everybody's probably going to be watching, so check that out. Landon, how is your attendance rate for your employees the day after the Super Bowl? Does everybody pretty much show back up?
As good as any other Monday.
Yeah, that is true. It is a Monday. It is a Monday, so... I don't know. I don't get too out of control on Super Bowl Sunday, but there's always a first time for everything. Well, guys, we've got our spam filters in the waiting, and did I just say filters?
Filters?
It's folders. I want to keep saying filters, but I mean it is a filter, but it's a folder. So we've got our spam folders in the offing right after Ricardo gives his newest forecast for this week, and we've also got another sponsor this week. I haven't heard the. Seen the script yet, but I know we've got one out there. So we've got all of that and more coming up on the Dryland Farmer Podcast.
Dutch Oven. Dutch Oven. Dutch Oven. Hello, everyone. Charlotte here from Dutch Oven Perfumes. Do you want to smell great for that man in your life? Did he pull your head over the covers just to show you some loving? Well, it's time to return the favor, because everyone from here at Dutch Oven Perfumes, we are excited to offer this new cologne, new perfume, new scent that you can give out to your husband just in time for Valentine's Day. Once again, here is our great testimonial speaker, Sharon.
Hello. I just watched Dutch Oven for my husband, and he can't keep his hands off of me. We get squishy every night of the week. We get gooey and squishy even on the holidays. It's such a great and wonderful time in my life. I cannot believe just how much love we're making.
Dutch Oven. Thank you, Sharon. Well, this is Charlotte back here with you, and I just want to recommend this great product to you. And if you order right now, we'll not only give you Dutch Oven perfume, we'll also throw in Roadkill Body Spray just for calling right now. Only pay shipping and handling.
Dutch Oven.
Dutch Oven Perfumes. To give that one man in your life, or maybe two men in your life, the love that they deserve.
Dutch Oven.
Hey, cabrón. And I thought I was checking my stuff on the water. And I found your sister in there. How about that, eh? Hey, man, cabrón. Don't be saying that. Like, you call me my daughter or whatever.
Hey, this is Reyna Ricardo, de la Serio, bringing your Adriana Bumper podcast with an update. Well, Brent, we're enjoying the rough draft. We're listening to your podcast, and it's got some pretty good material in there, you know, some highs and lows, but on the whole, it's, you know, I have Vato, that's what she said, Hey, Vato, we're not here to do stick, we're here to do the weather report, Vato. Hey, you know, it's going to be kind of a typical January weather moving into February. February's going to have a kind of a cold start, Vato, and that's going to, like, actually, it's going to have a warm start, and then it's going to get cold again. I know you're going to go, like, down to the Metroplex or whatever, and, like, show your rockers with your niños or whatever, and it's going to be like, oh, like, great, wonderful. But, Vato, while we're still, like, since you didn't invite us or whatever, like, buy us, you know, fly us down there to do, like a remote forecast or whatever, you know, that's kind of like, kind of choppo on your part, Vato, but, you know, I know how you roll, I think. But, Vato, it's going to be like 49, 47, 48, 63, 67, 65, and then, Vato, by Lunas Martes, yeah, Martes is going to be down to 40 for high, so, Vato, it's, you know, kind of typical weather, Vato. So, how many times can I say Vato in one commercial, but, I almost said it again, and say, hey, this week's sponsor, Dutch Oven, Dutch Oven cologne or whatever. Like, I don't know how you plan on getting any if you do pull a Dutch Oven. One time I pulled a Dutch Oven on my wife, and she was like all pissed off or whatever. She wouldn't put out for like a 2 weeks or whatever, man. It was like, I was on like on a drought. So this is Reyna Ricardo de la Serio. Back to you.
All right, thanks guys for that great report. Well, Landon, we're gonna get into this. You got your email folders all pulled up and ready to go.
Got the old junk email pulled up.
Sweet. All right, guys, here we go. It is time for Brent and Landon's spam folders, only on the Dryline Farmer Podcast. Do you remember that, Landon?
Sounds like the moon landing.
What do you think made those noises, actually?
I have no idea.
You think aliens were really inventing the internet and they were making those sounds to try to communicate with us? Don't put porn on it. Don't put porn on it.
I think they're just messing with us.
So, yeah, back in the days, man, now dial-up, there was people still on dial-up just recently, but dial-up really kind of went the way of the dinosaur, maybe the mid-2000s?
Yeah.
Before we got really started getting DSL and all that stuff. So, yeah, all you young tykes out there, y'all don't remember that sound. Do we need to play it again? Let's play it again. Here we go. It's just such a... Oh, no, I got to turn it up. There we go. Or there's... You've got mail. Did you ever get on by the minute internet Remember that? Like your your free trial America Online?
I remember that, but no, I never bought it.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty awesome.
I just remember it sucked when your mom wanted to make a phone call and you had to get off the
internet. You have to get off the line. And then when you didn't have to get off the line, man, that was awesome when they made that technology available.
I know.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty sweet. Okay, guys, well, we've got some spam folders pulled up. I know most of us, I don't. I never look at my spam folder, but now we do. And I'll tell you right now, Google or Gmail is a lot better at not even letting stuff get into your spam folder, let alone your inbox. And actually, Outlook is starting to get a little better. So, Landon, we're just gonna scroll through this. How many times did I say we're just gonna? But we're just gonna scroll through this and see what we can come up with. So we'll just kind of go back and forth, Landon. The first thing I have here that really brings my attention to it is the fungus eliminator. Now, this is how to relieve, and for some reason they put relieve in quotation marks, how to relieve nail fungus in 10 minutes, period.
Minutes?
Watch. I did not say that. I said minutes. And the subtitle is the number one natural fungus remedy your doctor won't tell you about, parentheses, watch now. To stop receiving these emails, please visit here.
Yeah. Please click here and click here.
Yeah. If you no longer want this email, please click on our website. So I've got the fungus eliminator. Now, that's not just terribly egregiously, you know, inappropriate or anything. You know, there's people out there with bad nail fungi.
That's a good thing, yeah.
If you have more than one fungus and you have fungi on your feet, you might want to click on this email to no longer receive it.
Every fungus you can get rid of is good.
Yeah, pretty much so. All right, Lana, what do you got next?
My folder looks like I'm getting old.
Uh-oh.
First one I've got is...
Centrum 21 or whatever that supplement is.
Silversingles.com.
Oh, man, Lana. Can you read any of the sub on it?
I'm not clicking on this thing.
No. Can you read? Does it not have your kind of the subject, I should say, not the subline, but the subject.
Meet your best matches on Silver Singles.
Landon, I mean, I know you didn't get married till a little later than my. Well, no, heck, I was how old? You weren't much older than me when I got married. But you never did go to the Silver Single site.
No, didn't even go to the Silver Surfer site.
Did you? What kind of honeys do you think are on the Silver Single site?
I have no idea. I'm kind of cougars.
Yeah.
This sucks. I should have read the one below it. It's for liposuction.
Okay.
So I better do that first.
Yeah, I would think so. So you think how many customers of the lipo are on the Silver Singles? I mean, there's got to be a bunch. I mean, there's got to be a tummy tuck or two on the Silver Singles site.
Maybe you get a discount.
Maybe so. Maybe you get that with your AARP card. Okay, so up next I've got, confirmation needed. And that's all it says is confirmation_needed.
You go ahead and confirm that. I guess I can click on these. I'm on your computer.
You better not. confirmation_needed. Dear Brent Carlson, final notice, Wednesday, January 8th. And the subject line is Pornhub, dear. Your registration form in Pornhub is in process. Would you like to confirm? I don't ever remember going to do the registration process of Pornhub. Unless there's another Brent Carlson I need to know about. I mean, I know there's more people. I've looked at it in the online before. When you white page yourself or whatever, there's plenty of Brent. You're the same name as you.
And they're a bunch of poonhounds.
There are a bunch of poonhounds. But I had no idea I was in the running for Pornhub. So this is really a shock to me. I don't know. So, under that, it's got Equifax breach settlement, another home security deal, Airbnb, Noom advertisement. This is actually a weight loss program, but, it says lose weight for good with Noom. Do you think you're going to be anything but unsuccessful with a product named Noom, no matter what the product is?
Well, especially with weight loss, because you could pronounce it num. Num, num, num,
num. It doesn't say num, 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 num. It says just one Noom is all it says. It says one Noom, start your free trial. Lose weight for good. Noom uses psychology and small goals to change your habits. And that's all I can read before it goes off the side of the screen.
It's always good to have small goals.
Yeah, well.
Especially with weight loss.
Isn't that a little redundant? Isn't your goal to be small?
Mm-hmm. It should be a small goal.
That's kind of on the nose, isn't it? Okay, so, Landon, you're up.
All right, let's see. Next up, LASIK vision.
Yeah? You going to get your eyes lasered from somebody from the internet?
set your eyes on clear vision in 2020.
Nice. 2020. Now, see, I'm going to let those...
they get a pass on
that. The optometrists have been waiting 2,000 years to be able to use the 2020 year market catch, you know, the market slogan. They get a pass.
Yeah, get after it.
How long have, I know optometrists probably haven't been around for 2,000 years, but I'm just going to say for the sake of this argument that they've been around for 2,000 years, just waiting for this year to show up, man. So I've got a whole lot of bar chart partner. I just made them go to the email spam folder because I don't use bar chart partner. But let's see. I got more notifications. Let's see. Texas Rangers. I don't know why they're in there. I guess I got tired of deleting all their emails. Let's see. Tax relief quiz. Online quiz. Can the Fresh Start Initiative help you? Let's see. I got to move. Moving forward. Okay. Here's some oxygen. Inogen Oxygen, a free 30-day trial of Inogen One Oxygen. Reclaim your freedom. Oxygen, anywhere, anytime. Reclaim your freedom. Oxygen. I'm surprised this isn't called, like, Dutch Oven Oxygen. That's the only reputable site I could think that would be selling oxygen that ended up in my spam folder.
Wasn't that the premise to the Spaceballs movie? They were trying to get oxygen?
Oh, yeah. He's drinking Perry Air.
I heard she gets great helmet.
She gets great helmet. No, didn't they try to do the Silence of the Lambs?
No, it was 4 years before that movie.
How the hell do you know that right off the top of your head?
For five
Good
years.
God almighty. So when did Spaceballs come out as the next
I think it was 87, and I'm not sure about Silence
of the Lambs. Silence of the Lambs was
92?
90s, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay. So now here's another one from Bar Chart Partner, but it's got a good subject. Did you order a 10-bagger stock? I swear I read that as a teabagger stock, but it says, did you order a 10-bagger stock? This is one for you inside.
Brett, have you ever been known to be a tea bagger?
I've never been one to bag tea. No, I never have.
You never did that to your buddies when they passed out?
No, I'm not a sicko white kid from, well.
Yeah.
I never understood. Who was it? Was it Chris Rock that did the bit? It was like, man, if you get drunk with your buddies and pass out and you're a white guy, they'll try to, Yeah.
I saw that happen at a party once, and I was like, how in the hell is this a thing?
Why?
I've never been that drunk to want to do that.
No, I never have. So, yeah, a 10-bag. This is a 10-bagger stock. This is not a teabagger stock. Okay, Landon, you got the – you're up. You're on deck here.
Okay, my next one is congratulations, you have one PayPal reward. I have a flip phone. I've literally never done anything with PayPal. How the hell did I get a reward?
Do you know what PayPal is, Landon?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good deal. No, I'm kind of surprised that, you still got internet. I mean, you still got your desktop there at the office, so that you work up. No,
and common
what.
Sense.
No doubt about that. Well, actually, the
a little bit
still out on that. So, yeah, okay, so eHarmony Partner. I'm always really skeptical when the font is different than the rest of my email messages here. Search for your matches for free on eHarmony. And not only it's like in four different fonts. The title of the email is in one font. The next is in bold, like some kind of other. And then you've got like outline lettering for the like sub-subject or whatever you want to call it. So get starting for free on the number one trusted dating site. You know it's a... somewhat questionable when it just goes into the symbols, like the hieroglyphics, where it can't translate it or whatever, and it's got like some kind of coding error or whatever, and that always looks like a really solid outfit there. So.
Maybe next week we can do an episode where we actually click on these things.
Yeah. That's where we go buy a new computer.
That would be a short episode.
And plug into like a payphone where they can't find our IP address or whatever. But then we have to, it's still on your email. So I've got, let's see, more notifications from Cattle USA Calendar, DTN. Nothing too scandalous about that. Okay, Landon, let's see, what else you got here?
I have one that just says, defend your home. So you think it's like a home defense, and then you read and it says, we won't stop until all the pests are gone.
So, yeah, that's a pretty good one. Okay, now, okay, I love the ones that you know are from, like, Russia or Asia. Because the translation is all jacked up. So Let's see. This one just says confirm. Dear Brent Carlson, please confirm your unsubscribe to confirm your unsubscribe. Please click here on the link below to unsubscribe. And it's got, let's see, and I've got another email two lines down from that. It says the same thing. Let's see, going down further needed. More confirmation needed. Pornhub, dear, your registration form in Pornhub is in process two different times. Let's see, I've got some stuff from the District 13 election. Wild Alaskan Company, never farmed or genetically modified seafood. I like my seafood genetically modified. I mean, who wouldn't want a shrimp the size of your head?
True.
Let's see, account support, we need your confirmation. Hi, we've been sending you we've been sending you advertising emails for the last couple of months. We receive your request, unsubscribe, and you won't, and then it goes off the side of the screen. So that's another great foreign deal again. And here's another one from Noom. Get healthy again with Noom. Okay, Landon, you got to stay up with me now. Don't miss this $3 hidden gem stock. Man, who would have thought you would need connections in Wall Street and you could just wait to open up your spam filter?
Yeah, you could get rich by reading the gem stock.
Yeah, $3 gem. Dear reader, there can be lot to risk when it comes to trading stock. That is until get the complete story behind a hidden gem.
Wildest dreams of you will come true.
Pretty soon this is all going to be read by Yoda. Pretty quick. Let's see. What do you got, Landon?
I got a bunch from some company called Aldifer Auction.
And what are they selling?
Auctions. They said we have some great stuff for 2020.
They're auctioning auctions? Is that what you're saying?
Ooh, easycanvasprints.com, 90% off my first few prints.
What's all? Oh, man. So you make your own pictures, I guess, and then they print it, huh?
I guess so.
Man, I just want to buy the picture straight from them. Okay, now who do you think? Now, this may or may not be what you think it is. Lifting and Firming Company.
Lifting and firming. Just like the cling and jerk.
Before and after photos shock the skincare community. Right? Anti-aging night cream for your glowing skin. Put this on face, says everyone. Watch now. To stop receiving these emails. Okay, and now we've finally gotten to it. And the Male Enhancement Company. 5 firming, in quotation marks, fruits for men's performance. The secret, quote, hardening recipe of world's most notorious playboy, your partner deserve harder performance. To stop receiving these emails, ...
What do they always have to say to stop receiving the emails?
I mean, that's like the worst marketing plan you can have. At least put it in, like, at the very end of the subject line where it's not even in, like, the preview of the subject. And I've got one here from good old Patty Gordon. It says, regarding FYI, you have an award. Contact Celia Bhattacharaniana via email. Donation info at sbcglobal.net. Gee, I wonder who the donation's going to.
Sounds legit.
Yeah, I would totally get into Celia Bhattacharya via email. It's just all kinds of legitimacy going on there. Now, that was Gmail. Now, we're going to go over to Outlook and see what we've got here. Now, Outlook's not quite as stringent. Let's see. Mr. Paul Edward, good day. We, the MoneyGram Remitting Office, will let you know that we have sent your full compensation for... what do you think they could be compensating me for?
Well, not much if you do that mail enhancement.
No, firming and lifting, man. Firming and lifting.
Yeah.
And here's something from the Canadian Pharmacy. Use our month of unbelievable discount to keep yourself and your family healthy and happy. I don't trust Canada. I never have, and I never will. Let's see. More stuff from the District 13 election. Keto Rapid Diet Company. Get your risk-free box today. A New Year's weight loss miracle. Man, there's so many miracles getting sold in the spam folders this time of year.
You need to start moving some of these to your inbox.
I'm going to have to say this is not junk. Let's see. What do you think the Mandy collection is, Volume 2?
Oh, I'd hope it would be Mandy Moore's greatest hit. Do you think she had enough hits to have a Volume 2?
I wouldn't think she would have enough hits to have a Volume 1 greatest hits, let alone Volume 2.
Maybe it's got the soundtrack to A Walk to Remember.
Okay, so here's one related to one of your previous emails. mature on Craigslist.
Ooh.
Vera created a, and then it's got a the number 18 with the circle and the line through it. So I guess it works for everybody but 18-year-olds. Vera created a 18 proposal, active now. Then it has arrow, previous, up arrow, next, side arrow, prohibited, question mark, posted 1 hour ago, print, tame it, and then a peach. Yeah, yeah, and yeah again. I might have to click on mature on Craigslist. Problem is I'm very immature, so that may not work very well.
I bet you won't be the only immature person on there.
Probably
Brent.
Not. Here's one from Sharon, S-H-E-R-O-N, and it's in between two emoji apples. And once again, it says adults only, and it's got the 18 crossed out in the circle. Will you give me your orgasm today? Romantic bitch, parentheses online. I want to caress your chest now and go down and down. Why would I give my orgasm to anybody else?
Down and down, is that your knee?
Oh, snap. Landon, are you running out of stuff?
Yeah, I think I'm all done.
Janet Flowers, can you like this video? Can you like this video? Emoji smiley face, emoji smiley face with a to it.
Shouldn't it be, will you like this? may you like this?
Yeah. Can you like video photo? Click here to see her private photo. Here's one from Jessica. She's giving out mortgage payments. Not what you thought she was going to be giving out, did you, Landon?
No.
Dear Brent Carlson.
Figured it would be an open house, though.
Your home loan, I'm not going to the basement of that thing. Your home loan can go under review for the Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae Relief Refinance Program. And let's see, another confirmation needed. Winner, NUM, HQ35526, CVS Pharmacy, and in a different font, Pharmacy Survey. Let's see, we buy homes for cash. Would you sell to anybody to your would you sell your hash to anybody? Did
my
I
hash?
Just say, will you sell your hash?
My hash?
I would sell my hash for cash.
My hash pipe?
But if somebody walked up to my house with a briefcase full of cash and offered to buy my house, probably wouldn't make the deal. Would you be a little skeptical?
I'd have to see what else they have in that briefcase. They have a gun. I may sell it.
Okay, here's one from @LindsayLoveXOXO. Here is a new sexy. And sexy is spelled S-E, capital X, small x, capital X, Y. Pick of me. @LindsayLoveXOXO wants to hook up with you. She sent you a secret message. Hey, sexy. Wink, emoji. We should hang out tonight. And then it cuts out.
Dude, you can't read the secret message. You're gonna lose her trust.
That's true. And then here's one from Congrats. You have been chosen. We have a surprise for Walmart shoppers. How would you rate your Walmart shopping experience?
I got that one, too. I got a Walmart one. And a UPS.
I've got one. I'm going to just send them over to Lindsay Love XOXO and let her give her a review for it.
I'm not going to give you my orgasm, but here's some of my junk emails.
And here's these are like one after another. Here's one from 69Whiskey69. My new ex selfie for my fave lips emoji. Winky, smiley, kissy emoji, another lip emoji. Press here to unsubscribe. And then right underneath the next, this one is healthy blood pressure. I believe after the one from Lindsay Love XOXO 69 Whiskey, I think my blood pressure would probably be pretty low at this point.
Yeah, your blood pressure might be a little out of whack.
Okay, here's one from Rachel G. Here is easier to contact with me. You have one new private message from @TastyPizza. From @TastyPizza. View, go to your inbox if you would not like to receive these emails. Okay.
Don't eat that pizza.
Alicia, Rick Carlson, multiple interested buyers for your home. This is amazing right here. View your pending offer. Guess how much percentage it's off? 69% off. Okay, and right below that, we've got, the 24/7 pharmacy, New Leaf CBD oil, what's some of the keto lifestyle, more CBD stuff. Now, Landon, this needs to be a sponsor for the Drowning Farmer podcast. Farmer, and Brown Law Firm, PLLC.
Farmer Brown Law Firm.
Yeah. Does that sounds like really legit. That would be like Charlotte, and Webb Accounting Firm, you know, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
But the Farmer, and Brown Law Firm, you don't want to miss this. What's the H2A program? Well, I actually know what it is. It's immigration. But apparently this is an immigration law firm. I've got one about my home warranty, Netflix. Congratulations, Brent Carlson. You are in. It's your lucky day, shopper satisfaction survey about Sam Club. Click here and get offer. Holiday weight loss. Okay, now this is getting back. Well, no, heck, that was middle of January. Ooh, here's one from Eliana G. Let's get together tonight. Sky.smile. Sent a message, now show message. Open app, press here to unsubscribe. Machinery Pete, I like Machinery Pete. Siri, I didn't talk to you. Here's another one from Farmer, and Brown Law Firm. Let's see. Oh, Joel Osteen has made the spam folders.
Uh-oh.
The Lazarus Effect. This is right in between CVS Pharmacy and Britt Carlson. Congratulations. Here's one from Sexual Health. You'll never need Viagra again. Didn't need it in the first place.
Not if you open all these women's emails.
No. 2020, it's for you, Brent Carlson. This is a special offer for you. Bigger and stronger sexual benefits.
How long has it been since you took the pill? Well, I didn't take the medicine. It's just been 4 hours.
Here's one from Michaela Childers. Craigslist share. I so excited. Hi, no need for a bra, and my fresh tattoo looks great. That's why I decided to share it with you on Craigslist. Heart emoji.
You think it's in Chinese lettering?
Very well could. Why do you have soup spelled in Chinese on your back?
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's bravery. Well, okay, moving forward. Here's another one from Laura. Let her give you both pleasure. Who's she... I thought it was just me and the wife. Who is she giving both of us pleasure to? How many times, Landon, have you promised yourself you wouldn't fall in love? Question mark.
So many times.
Cute women are also interested in... ... And here's one from Busty Cora. Let her give you both pleasure. Oh, no, that's from Laura.
Why do they call her Busty?
I don't know. The Busty Cora is in between the strawberry emojis. I don't know where the strawberry emojis comes from.
That one may need bra.
I've ever seen a busty woman and said, man, all I can think about right now is strawberries. Advanced offer to date. Click show images to enable links. Don't forget to date me. Must be 18 or older to reply here. Hot MILF seek. Right after you just get through Motorboat and Busty Cora, you might have a little ear ringing in your ears, mm-hmm. So you're going to have to go to Dr. Tinnitus. Ringing ears?
If your doctor's name sounds like a disease, you probably don't want to go to him.
Ringing ears? Eat this for breakfast and destroy tinnitus fast. The one truth about buzzing and ringing ears, tinnitus, and how to fix. All right, Landon. Here's one from Backpage Lady in Stocking. I like some role-playing games. Hey, I love high heels and stockings. You want to play hooker with me? Click on photo to date. Press here.
Brent, the joke's going to be on us because this is probably the people that listen to our podcast.
Yeah, probably so. Here's one from Anna19. Do you want to meet person? Do you want to meet person? Click show.
You want to meet a person? You wouldn't understand, Jim. It's a secret.
Click show images above to view pics. Image blocked. Congratulations, Wells Fargo shopper. I don't even go to Wells Fargo.
And yet you won.
Here is from Kirsten M. I'm still lonely. Lonely, hot, busty brunette is bored to death and waiting for someone to play with. Amazon.com. Claiming grace. Sexual health. Drive your partner crazy in bed tonight. This is special offer for you. Bigger, stronger sexual benefit. Hurry up. Limited time. Why is it always a limited time? You would think they would be a little more giving with this. I've got that same email two or three more times. Here's one from Rebecca V. Here's one from Lori in between some more strawberry emojis.
Well, if you keep looking, there's probably one that will lengthen the time.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. It's my last attempt, emoji, emoji. It's my last attempt to find good men to have an affair here. Maybe it's you? Question mark, question mark. Emoji with hearts for eyes. I'm 36-year-old, well-built woman and easy too. Yeah, you know, it goes dot, dot, dot.
You're sending out junkie mails. We know you're easy.
Yes. You could have stopped it easy. I know. You don't have to keep going.
I would like to meet somebody that has actually met an actual woman that sends these out.
You have a good chance of meeting the actual a hot chick that sent these as those dudes on the strip in Las Vegas flipping those cards, sending them out directly to your hotel room. So, yeah, here's one from Fit and Neat, Sexual Content Revealed. Fit and Neat, I love sports, but what I love most is as a good F word. My preference, I love double, I'm not saying double pin, whatever.
Penmanship?
Yeah, that's what it is. She's ambidextrous.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one from Reckless Mia, 1991, in between some... Looks like ribbon emojis. Can you help my cat?
She's almost 30. She should know better.
I'm tired to be unsatisfied in bed. I don't want play a good girl. Okay. Oops. Here's one from Oops. It's no panty day. are we going to have to make this a part two? So, oh, no. Heck, well, I'm getting down to the end of it. Here we go. I got some from No Tail on the Plains. They're all right. Congratulations, CBS shoppers. And here's finally a one from Alicia, but she's not. I should have ended on a good note here. The National FFA Foundation. No, let's finish on Oops, It's No Panty Day. That's a pretty good one to go out on. From Daisy Dukes. Oops, I forgot It's No Panty Day. Click to see here. I mean, the moral of the story is, Landon, there is so much free naughtiness and nastiness on the internet. Who is still clicking on these things and paying for pornography?
I don't know.
But it's obviously working somewhere, sometime. So,
Sometime. Woo. Work good, real.
work good. Well, I'm seeing Paddington on the television, so I think that's a good way to end this episode. Devorah, anything else you'd like to say? All right. Thanks a lot, Devorah. Well, until next time, guys, we hope everyone enjoys this episode of the podcast. We sure did, because this was some high-quality content. I think it's okay to go ahead and drop this tomorrow, Landon.
That was actually better than real spam. So.
Yes, uh-huh. You'll just wait until that lost episode shows up. So, guys, until next time, we hope everybody stay safe out there, and hope you guys in the Midwest don't get too cold, because it's going to be like 70 degrees here on Friday, even though it's snow today. So, guys, stay safe, stay happy, and stay funny. Until next time, we'll ask you, what side of the line are you on?
The Dry Line Farmer Podcast brought to you by Dutch Oven Perfumes. Throw the sheets on your lover and have some fun tonight. The Dry Line Farmer Podcast, All Rights Reserved 2020. And a member of the Global Ag Network.